This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Taiwan scrambled fighter jets today as Chinese warplanes buzzed the island, crossing the sensitive midline of the Taiwan Strait. It is seen as an escalation of tensions the same day a senior U.S. official began meetings in Taipei. Earlier today, China's defense ministry announced the start of combat drills near the Taiwan Strait, denouncing what it called collusion between the Chinese-claimed island and the United States. U.S. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Krach is in Taipei on a three-day visit. He's the highest-ranking State Department official to travel to Taiwan in four decades. Beijing staunchly opposes the ever-closer relationship between Taipei and Washington and has stepped up military exercises near Taiwan, including 2 days of mass air and sea drills last week. Taiwan claims that 18 Chinese aircraft, including fighters and bombers, were involved today, a far larger number than Taiwan has previously encountered. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, in a speech at the UN Human Rights Council today, demanded the government end violence against protesters in Belarus and set up a free and fair presidential election. Tsikhanouskaya fled her home for Lithuania amid a police crackdown in Belarus following the August 9th voting, which incumbent Alexander Lukashenko says he won by a landslide. Speaking at the same event, the Belarus ambassador to the UN in Geneva said it was not acceptable for it to interfere in a country's election. Here in the U.S., rescuers on the Gulf Coast have been using boats and high-water vehicles to reach people cut off by floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Meanwhile, a second round of flooding took shape along rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. Across southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, homeowners and businesses have begun cleaning up, and officials are inspecting bridges and highways for safety. Sandy rolled through the region with winds topping 100 miles an hour and a surge of seawater. The situation was worsened by up to 2.5 feet of rain. This is VOA News. Mounting coronavirus cases have pushed Israel into a second nationwide lockdown at the onset of the Jewish high holiday season, forcing residents to stay mostly at home. In the past week, new COVID-19 cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000 in Israel. Total infections stand at just under 177,000, with 1,169 deaths. Israeli leaders now acknowledge they lifted earlier restrictions too soon. The coming lockdown is scheduled to last 3 weeks and coincides with the start of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, traditionally a time for large family gatherings and group prayer. Under the new rules, Israelis must stay within 500 meters of home, with exceptions for activities such as commuting to workplaces that will operate on a limited basis. Britain may soon go back to tighter pandemic restrictions as the government tries to head off a fresh outbreak of COVID cases. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the country must come together in the coming weeks to get on top of the spike. New cases have pushed Britain's caseload to 384,000 at a cost of nearly 42,000 fatalities, thought to be part of the new rules, limits on opening hours for pubs. The latest Johns Hopkins global tally shows nearly 20.2 million coronavirus cases with a fatality count of more than 946,000. Here in the U.S., virus infections have claimed almost 198,000 lives as cases approach 6.7 million. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has bluntly contradicted President Donald Trump's suggestion that a coronavirus vaccine may be only weeks away, warning Americans they cannot trust the president's word. At a CNN-sponsored town hall in Pennsylvania last night, former Vice President Biden said the idea that there's going to be a vaccine and everything's going to be fine tomorrow is just not rational. Mr. Trump has been floating speculation that a COVID-19 vaccine could be ready for distribution ahead of his November 3rd re-election bid. Health experts, including Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, have said a vaccine will likely not be widely available until mid-2021. A former White House aide who helped coordinate the widely criticized White House response to the coronavirus says she will vote for Joe Biden. A lifelong Republican, Olivia Troy, left her government post in July. In a video, she said the administration knew around mid-February that COVID-19 would hit the United States hard. She added, quote, "The president didn't want to hear that because his biggest concern was that we were in an election year, and how was this going to affect what he considered his record of success?" She added, "The truth is he doesn't actually care about anyone else but himself." With the coronavirus task force, Troy worked closely with Vice President Mike Pence. Yesterday, he called her another disgruntled ex-employee. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.